material has so many potential applications that you don't know where to start to look in the beginning.
Mr. Schaefer says 100% pure graphene is difficult to make. But he adds manufacturers can make graphene of lesser purity that still has many of the features of the pure version. Mr. Schaefer says his company produces a layer of graphene that is 80% pure. Graphene can be mixed into ink for printers. Stretchable parts can be printed for products such as antennas for radio frequency identification circuits. Louise Brooks is the manager of the product development team at Vorbic Materials. She says graphene can even be used on wearable electronic clothing. She says the clothing can be washed and dried in a machine without damaging the graphene. The new material can also be used to make very sensitive microphones. Ray Sauro is a chemical engineer at Vorbic Materials. He says a graphene membrane less than 1 micron thick can pick up vibrations that no other kind of membrane can.
It has a working range of less than 1 hertz to 200,000 hertz. The human ear, for example, can hear from about 15 hertz to 20,000 hertz, so way beyond anything you can hear.
The microphone picks up the sound from light that reflects off a vibrating graphene membrane. This prevents any radio or magnetic interference. Mr. Sauro says graphene membranes can resist vibrations and heat. He adds that the membranes are not costly to manufacture. Mr. Sauro imagines the automotive industry will be able to use graphene products in vehicles to collect information about engine health. He says such products would not cost more than $300. I'm Jonathan Evans.
Thanks, Jonathan. Now, on our daily The Making of a Nation program, we look at Woodrow Wilson's first year as president. It showed the American people that they had elected a strong and effective leader. Wilson took office in 1913. He moved quickly to fulfill his campaign promises. He won congressional approval for lower import taxes, a new tax on earnings, and restrictions on the power of big companies. As Larry West and Maurice Joyce tell us now, these were some of the most important economic reforms the nation had seen in many years.
Most of Woodrow Wilson's political victories were on national issues. He had little experience with international issues. But foreign events soon began to demand more and more of his time. With all of his successes at home, it is a surprising fact of history that his presidency is remembered best for its foreign policy. The story of Woodrow Wilson's foreign policy is full of high ideas and political bravery, but it also is a story of fierce struggle and lost